Do you know what time it is? It's Greenwich Mean Time, of course, at Wimbledon for Venus Williams and Belgian Justine Henin. It's almost time to meet at center court for the women's title, that is, if the rain ever quits. For Andre Agassi, it's well past time to come on home. Australian Patrick Rafter is going to the men's finals tomorrow. He will meet either Goran Ivanišević. Ron, help me with that pronunciation. Did I do it right?
Pretty close. Goran Ivanišević.
Oh, wonderful. And also Britain's own Tim Henneman. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, is already on the line with us from Chicago. Thank you for your help and good morning.
Morning, Sue.
We need to warn everybody, please, hum to yourselves if you do not want to hear the latest scores.
Well, all they're hearing now is the latest rain delay.
Drip, drip, drip.
There you go.
What a shame. And it was yesterday what happened with the rain to put a stop to things.
Well, Henneman and Ivanišević's match was suspended in the fourth set, so they haven't decided who's going to play Patrick Rafter in the men's final today and tomorrow. But what everybody's looking forward to today, if they ever can get it in, Susan, and I'm sure they will, is the women's final between Justine Henin and Venus Williams. That's the one that everybody's excited about.
And what should we be watching for one game versus the other?
I mean, it's hard to see. It would be hard to see how Venus Williams and Patrick Rafter aren't going to be your next champion, Susan, if it weren't for the fact that they were supposed to, that Jennifer Capriati and Andre Agassi were supposed to be playing in the finals. Those were such wonderful comebacks that Henin made against Jennifer Capriati the other day. Just when Capriati looked as if she were going to the third round of the Grand Slam, she'd done so well against Venus Williams' sister Serena earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Agassi was ahead of Rafter too early and doing very well in the fifth set until he got all upset when a woman judge trotted across the court and reported him for hold on to your ears, Susan, muttering an obscenity.
Oh, shocking.
And Andre just seemed to lose it. He seemed to come unglued. He lost the next two games and the match.
I mean,
maybe the lineswoman overreacted, but Andre says he insists he was swearing at himself, not anybody else.
Yeah.
But a player with his experience has to have better control than that, surely.
Sure. Ron, you know, we've noticed that the women, so many of them play from the baseline in comparison to the men who are all over the place. What's the reason for that?
Well, it's kind of always been that way, going back to the days of Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova, that as powerful and as strong as they are, they don't have those crushing ground strokes that the men do. But I have to tell you, Susan, that I think that's changing, particularly with the Williams sisters and Jennifer Capriati. They hit the ball very, very hard. And it seems to me, to you know, this unpracticed eye, that a lot of the rallies for the women are a lot less long, a lot shorter than they used to be, just because they are so powerful. Now, Henin has this wonderful backhand. That's how she ended up beating Capriati. And she's actually beaten Venus Williams earlier this year, but on a clay court in Berlin. So the question is, how will she do on the faster grass court of Wimbledon? And you'd have to think that Williams really has the edge there.
Yeah. To the men now, the Australian Patrick Rafter, he's made it to the men's finals twice now in 2 years. That says a lot about this fast game he plays on grass.
Yeah, he's really at his best on grass, and it's interesting to see. I mean, he's played three just epic. The last three semifinals have been Rafter Agassi, and they've just been terrific. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful player. And you'd have to think that with the days, the extra days rest that he's going to have over Henman or Goran or Ivanišević, that maybe he, and coming off this tremendous high, beating Agassi, that he would have to be your favorite there.
Very quickly, Ron, Tuesday, an all-star game. I'm rooting for the Dodgers. What about you?
Susan, this is an all-Seattle show. The game is in Seattle. Seattle is the story of baseball this year. But look, the all-star game is always fun. Best hitters going head-to-head against the best pitchers. The fans get energized. The players feed off it. Always a good show.
And that nice Mr. Ripken's last all-stars. Our favorite sport is Ron Rappaport, his sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks.
Thank you.